Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, maybe you just want to go back and listen to the information again, no worries at all. Just go to SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. All right. Without any further delay, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Josh Buffum. He's with Community First National Bank. He's a reverse mortgage specialist. Josh, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. It's good to be here.
All right. It's great to have you here. And I'm a huge, huge fan of reverse mortgages. And I think, well, I know there's a lot of misunderstanding out in the marketplace. So I'm really, I am so happy that you are here to set the record straight. We are all about education and information here on the program. So tell us, as a reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank, tell us what is, we'll just start off with 101. What is a reverse mortgage?
Well, first of all, a reverse mortgage, Steve, is a slang term, and it was given to the loan by industry people because it was an easy way to describe what was going on to a layman.
Okay. So it's not really a reverse mortgage. That's just kind of a slang term that was thrown out there.
Correct. It's actually called a home equity conversion mortgage.
Okay.
And it was put into effect during the Reagan administration.
Okay.
And it was really there to help people that were returning, that were World War II veterans that may have been struggling trying to finance retirement.
Okay.
And that was kind of just, it was just kind of there to help them. But as the loan has evolved and changed, it's really become more of a financial tool. So it's not just a loan of last resort like many people think. That's some of the misconceptions that are out there.
Yeah.
But it actually can be something that will allow you to dollar cost average your current investments for retirement.
Okay. All right. You know what? Home equity conversion mortgage. To me, that really says what it is. It absolutely says exactly. So home equity conversion mortgage. You're converting your home equity into a mortgage. And I'm learning all kinds of stuff because I always thought it was a reverse mortgage, but that's interesting. So that term was just made up to, as a kind of a basic,
it was a descriptive term, like, just so people could understand.
Yeah. So, home equity conversion mortgage. Okay. And so let's tackle some of these misconceptions about the reverse mortgage.
Well, some of the misconceptions are that, the bank's going to take your home. Well, there have been foreclosures in the reverse world.
Yeah.
But they are brought on by people not paying their taxes or defaulting on insurance payments.
So any mortgage can be foreclosed upon.
Correct.
Including a reverse mortgage or a standard mortgage or any mortgage if you don't pay your taxes or you don't pay your mortgage payments on a traditional mortgage, et cetera. Any mortgage can be foreclosed upon. So it's not a reverse mortgage issue. It's just someone not taking care of business.
Correct. You know, I mean, if you own your home free and clear and you don't pay your taxes, eventually the county will sell your home.
Yep.
You can lose your home for not paying taxes regardless of what lien or no lien you have on mm-hmm. your property.
Okay.
And that's where the majority of foreclosures have come from. So obviously, if the media gets a hold of it or something like that, then, you know, it's this poor old lady lost her home, but it was due to non-tax payment.
Okay.
They've mitigated against that in recent changes to the product. Now they do what's called a life expectancy set aside. So if they think there's danger of somebody not being able to pay for their taxes and insurance, they'll put what's called a life expectancy set aside or mm-hmm. a LISA
okay.
on the loan. And that's basically setting aside some of the equity in the property for the life expectancy of the borrower to pay taxes and insurance.
see, and I love that extra layer of protection, frankly, for both parties, for the lender and for the homeowner. So the lease, a life expectancy set aside just to protect, just in case there's a there may be a chance of, you know, not paying your taxes, keeping your insurance up, et cetera.
Yeah, and that's all part of the financial assessment.
Okay.
And what financial assessment does is it basically assesses the borrower's ability to pay and their willingness to pay.
Okay.
So if there's some credit issues or some, you know, things that may have not been paid in the past as far as taxes and insurance mm-hmm. and home ownership, then that's when the lease is implemented.
Okay. So if you're not scoring quite as high as someone else, maybe just build in this little pad, if you will,
right.
to take care of any chance of that. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Or so, if the income's not there.
Okay. All right. So how does this reverse mortgage and okay, so I may have to change my terminology, the home equity conversion mortgage signed into law by under President Reagan's term mm-hmm. to help World War II, the greatest generation, try to keep up on some of their income shortfalls and frankly, for the purpose of this program, to keep you independent and remain independent in your own home.
Well, this product has become more mainstream here recently, and it's primarily driven by the baby boomers because there's about 12,000 people turning 62 every day in the country. And, a lot of them aren't either completely prepared for retirement or would like to enhance their current retirement plans with utilizing the asset that is currently a hard asset in the form of a home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, traditionally you would have to sell that home or take out a home equity line of credit, which would cause another payment
yeah.
to access that equity. With the reverse mortgage, you're able to access it and do what you want with that equity and not create any new payments. Now you have the options. And that's what's beauty about this loan is you have many options. You can decide to pay the interest only on that, and there could be even a tax benefit. You need to check with your accountant on that.
Sure.
But you could also make it like a traditional mortgage. You could pay interest and some principal to pay down the balance, or you can just not pay at all.
Okay.
Or you could do it intermittently. The choices are yours.
All right. So this sounds like is this a lot more flexible than maybe it used to be when reverse mortgages first came out?
No, it's
or
always
has it always been there.
It's always the option to pay has always been there.
Okay.
Okay. But the thing about it is most people feel like, you know, they don't have any options.
Right.
And you know, they need to have that explained to them because it can be a brilliant financial tool. Because if you decide that this is your final home,
mm-hmm.
you may never realize the investment aspect of it. And the only way you're going to actually see some of the investment that you've made into the home is by accessing the equity.
Okay, here's the bottom line, and I always go back to this, and maybe this seems elementary, but AARP did a huge study, and they asked a lot of people, you know, do you want to stay home or do you want to move to a senior care community? 9 out of 10 people say, you know, I'm staying home. Well, staying home, if you're getting older and you may need some help around the house, maybe you need some special equipment, some home, you know, modifications to age in place, that costs money. And what if you don't have a lot of disposable cash available to pick up some of those costs? You could use a reverse mortgage as a financial tool, again, to help you remain independent at home.
Correct. It is a fabulous tool. What the problem is many people don't understand it. And you know, what I pride myself on and all the people I work with is we believe education is first. So, you know, if you were to reach out to us and we were to talk to you, you'd probably spend at least a half an hour, 45 minutes with me making sure that you're completely educated on the product before we went in any further. It's important to know what all your options are. And everybody's situation is completely different. And what works for one person may not work for the other. But the product is so diverse and there's so many ways in which you could utilize it that usually it has a fit for almost 80% of people that I talk to.
Okay, so to reach out to Josh Buffum with Community First National Bank, let me give you his personal number. And Josh answers this phone, all the time. You don't have to call specifically between 8 to 5. If he misses you, he'll call you back promptly. He's a stickler on customer service. I think you'll really enjoy working with Josh. It's 816-728-2828. Really easy to remember, 816-728-2828. And Josh, we only have about a little over a minute left, but are you working with a lot of people around the Kansas City area, from all over Kansas City? Are we limited to Kansas or Missouri?
Well, my bank is 50-state licensed, so I can work with anybody in the 50-state area.
Okay,
so you're not... loans all over the country, but
oh, wow, okay.
My primary focus is right here within 100 miles because that's where I live. And I always feel like if I can see somebody face to face or deal with them in their own environment, it makes everybody more comfortable. I truly believe that customer service begins with availability. And so I answer my phone or we'll even answer texts or voicemails almost any time of the day and even on the weekends.
All right. Excellent. So call Josh Buffum. You could even text him on this line if you'd like. But here's the bottom line is he's going to respond to you. He's going to spend a lot of time with you to make sure that you're comfortable and that you thoroughly understand the reverse mortgage and all of the ways that you could benefit and understand it very thoroughly. 816-728-2828. Again, 816-728-2828. You could also click online, and here's the easy way. Just go to seniorcarelive.com under the Partner Sponsors Program. And that page, you'll find Josh right there with Community First National Bank. And 816-728-2828. Josh, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll have a lot more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.